on the air.
Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Father's Day. I'm Jay Davis.
I'm Jacob Kern.
Jacob Kern, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. Yes,
that's great.
Some steam.
You allowed some steam, huh?
Yeah. And some watermelon.
Watermelon and steam.
Yeah.
But that's pretty interesting. But you got a story to tell.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I, myself, may need a fish or two. Anyway... it's Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all the parents out there, fathers especially, who wish they could have spent today with their kids. Not just fathers who have had their kids taken by a government agency, it's TPS. Fathers who are dealing with divorce and custody issues, and fathers who want to be there for their kids, want to spend this day with them, yet some reason or another are unable to. My hat's off to you. I salute you. I know how hard this day is for some of you guys out there. Now, for those of you fathers who are that entitled alone, I think you should find a different show to listen to, because this isn't the one for you.
Oh, man. So anyway, I was just coming in. I was in such a rush to get to the show. I'm always the last minute kind of guy. And I left the studio door open there. I went, oh. And there's something sticking out of the door. Caught my finger on the way in.
Oh, good stuff for you YouTubers. You non-YouTubers can catch us on YouTube. This episode will probably be up tomorrow. That's the day behind us. I think it's Friday. I don't think it's still a little bit. Anyway. Yeah. Got a little high. Tonight, I think you were with us. Obviously, tonight being Father's Day, and Father's Day rapidly winding down, Ernie, the intern, asked a little bit earlier if he could make a special Father's Day call to his dad. And Ernie, I'd be glad to tell you, we're going to honor that request tonight. You can tell your dad Happy Father's Day right here on the Parent Unafraid, Blog Talk Radio, /YouTube. How you feel about that, Ernie?
Okay, baby. Ernie's just beyond words.
I'm sure you'll find him, Ernie. I'm sure you'll find the word.
Oh, I sure am.
So, outside of that, I think we're going to have it. This is tentative, and maybe I shouldn't have plugged it beforehand, not knowing for sure, but I did speak to the biggest SOB in the Eastern Service Area's father today. And he should be expecting a call here live on the radio tonight. We're going to hope to get to that. You hang in there for just a couple more minutes, listen to some awesome music. I'm going to go and stitch myself up, and we'll be right back.
Libertine deity, set yourself free. System got you down to your feet on me. Innocent evidence doubled up dry. Can't believe the truth, take a swallow those lies. Homicide, suicide, what's in store? Never seen a game. Now, hey, fuck you, cop guy!
we're back. Fair and Unafraid, Blog Talk Radio. So, we made an announcement, I think it was Friday night, when it takes, when we said the date, August 22nd, 2015. Part two of the Operation Expose CPS going down.
Mm-hmm.
Nationwide, worldwide. And we're happy to take part of that, Happy to have been part of it on June 5th. Sweet. And in fact, getting a little bit of attention thanks to the internet, the World Wide Net Web. There you go. Oh, you reminded me, Jake. Thank you. I've got to go ahead and hit that thing up. There we go. Yeah. There you are, Facebookers.
We'll recognize if you can really see that or not.
But recognize.
We've been recognized.
That's pretty cool.
Our cause is noble.
And it is a noble cause, and I think it's pretty cool that it is recognized. I, myself, I noticed this last night, Jacob. Again, going back to the social media thing and the Op Exposed CPS social media storm that happens each weekend, we garnered some good stuff last night as well. That's right here. Huh. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that is. Someone may got a hold of my Twitter on that one. I don't know. That's crazy. No idea what that was. So, anyway, those of you following us on Twitter, following us on Twitter, should you choose to follow us, you can do that at BPS Reform NE Nebraska, as in Nebraska. I will somehow put that out there for you. At CPS Reform, capital N is in Nebraska, E, the abbreviation. CPS Reform Nebraska, that's Fair and Unafraid on Twitter. And, I don't know, no time like the present. Got a couple things going on. Today, not only is Father's Day, today's also my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to make her upset. I'm going to give her a call. So I hope she's not listening, or I hope she is. Maybe she'll be prepared for this one. I'm not gonna say her number. Oh, absolutely. No, she's a faithful listener. But it is her birthday. Hey, how are you?
I am okay. I have to warn you, I am drunk and stoned on cars.
Oh, all right. Well, it'd be a bad time to put you live on the radio, wouldn't it? It'd be a bad time to put you live on my show, huh?
We're not live, are
we? I can always go back and edit this. Yeah, I can edit anything out. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry, but yeah, you're on the air. How's your birthday going?
It's going well. I'm on the car, so
yeah.
Pretty well.
That sounds like a birthday right there.
Yes, it is.
All right. You know, we had a little celebration here today, and I think you would have loved to have been a part of it. I told you a little bit ago that I've been planning your gift all day. It's in the works. We took a break a little. We took a break a little bit ago, and we played a live-action Fruit Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
We took a watermelon, a whole watermelon, and a sword, and took it out in the yard, and we chopped up watermelon for each other. Yeah, I think you would have enjoyed it. So, I think, instead of going to the gun range, next time we get together, we're going to just do some live-action Fruit Ninja.
Yeah.
All right. You have a good rest of your birthday, Michelle. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Love you, too. I'll call you later. Not on the air.
Okay.
All right. That is the power we wield as radio hosts.
That's great.
I think we upset her. excuse me, Ernie. Ernie Chambers here in the studio. Ernie, we're going to take a quick break. I won't air your dirty laundry, Ernie.
Oh, okay, David. Good. Good. That's good.
I don't care. Put enough fucking money with it. Don't care. Like my dear anyway. Don't care. Just gotta camp on it with. Don't care. Well, you're gross anyway. I don't care. I don't care. Don't care. You mess up anyway.
Anyway, Michelle, happy birthday. You may have heard, if you're just listening in, we took part in a bit of a social experiment today. See how therapeutic it is to play a live-action, realistic Fruit Ninja. Well, it's kind of like LARPing, but it's Fruit Ninja. All right, so what would we call that? Live-action Fruit Ninja. Laughing. We were laughing. Yeah, laughing. Anyway, this is the remnants of that episode.
Ding!
A BB?
I think it was a BB. Nice. So, we were going to get serious tonight.
We were.
Well, I believe we still might. We will. I thought that as a show that's about parents, parenting, and the issues about or surrounding parenting, it would be a good idea, especially given it's Father's Day, maybe take a look at some of the state's policies as they regard fathers in general, maybe some of the federal policies as they relate to fathers. I did find some very cool stuff. Very cool. Oh, maybe it's there. So, and I don't say this. I love parents regardless of gender. You know, if you're a good mom, heck yeah. If you're a good dad, then I salute you. If you're a shitty parent one way or the other, then obviously you shouldn't be listening to the show. However, there's some long-standing beliefs in the court system and in society in general that men, fathers, are bumbling, incompetent fools, incapable of caring for a child or rearing or raising children. That's just not the truth. That's just not how things are. That's not the reality of the situation. Unfortunately, what we see is courts oftentimes in divorce situations or custody situations, the father having either no rights whatsoever in the court or just automatically being assumed is a deadbeat or a moron, and custody is granted oftentimes based on nothing more than the fact that there's a mother involved. And so the custody tends to, by default, go to the mother. I know that's not always the case. It wasn't the case for me. I got custody of my children, and I'm glad for that. But there's a lot of fathers out there who were deserving fathers. And just by virtue of having a penis, kind of got hosed in that deal, no pun intended. So I thought we'd look at a couple of these things. As far as CPS here in the state of Nebraska goes, Yeah, we're not going to look at that one, Sherry. I mean, CPS.
Excellent.
Oh, this is a good one. Boop, 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 boop. It's been leaking gas. Like leaking ass. Oh, yeah. I can see now. I don't like it. Oh, anyway, while I dig through this, Jake, and try to find what it is exactly that I'm looking for, YouTube people yawn. I guess one example, I can use a friend of mine who may be listening. I hope he is. I asked him if we could call him tonight, but he never got back to me. I told you about him. He's there in another state there in the South.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I talked to him last night, and he's not doing too well. You know, he's not handling emotionally. You know, he's not doing all that well, and you can't expect him to. But in a state like that, where they just say, oh, you're the dad, you have no rights whatsoever if you're not married. What do you think about that kind of stuff?
Extremely gender biased. And in a nation where we hold equality as how we see ourselves, like, oh, we're the nation that cares for everybody, obviously not the case.
Equality under the law.
Yeah.
I think you're right. And, you know, there's all these bastions of racism and sexism and things like that, these old long-standing traditions and things that are, we're seeing them torn down. It's getting, you know, it's archaic thought, and people are recognizing it as such. But when it comes to men and fathers in general, I believe, and I don't hope we don't distance ourselves here from female listeners or mothers out there. Again, I'm not saying anything bad. They're putting up on a larger scale, you know, a bigger fight than I am. And I salute single mothers and mothers in general. But what I'm talking about is Mr. Mom predates you by quite a bit. You wouldn't recognize that reference. But think of modern television, sitcoms, you know, I'm sure you've seen Al Bundy, Married with Children, things like that. No? Well, if you're listening, you've seen Al Bundy, I'm sure. Or think about more modern reference, Family Guy or American Dad. And he's the last competent, you know, he was able. He was an able father.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, he was sheriff of Mayberry. And a fine sheriff he was. But since Andy Griffith, or Andy Taylor on the Andy Griffith Show, the Andy Griffith Show, but he called himself Andy Taylor, I didn't get that. We've seen things like Peter Griffin, absolute moron. Stan, American Dad, absolute moron. Al Bundy, moron. Mr. Mom, basically, the guy decided he lost his job. He had to raise the kids while his wife went to work. And there's a comedy, Michael Keaton, in the 80s, where basically, as soon as he was handed over the children, he's just lost. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, I've got to change the diapers. Oh, my God. Oh, no. I've got to feed a baby. I've got to get kids to school. Oh, this is terrible. And he bumbled his way through it like a fool. Ultimately, it came around. But many times he was saved by the mother, who's obviously more competent than the father. And these other, you know, modern television, the dad, even in commercials, they see a dad left with the kids. All hell breaks loose. Kids take over the house. The inmates run the asylum. You know, things like that. And it's not the case. But I think that pop culture and TV and things like that, that keep putting those images out there, all it does is serve the interests of, those who would want to perpetuate the idea that men aren't capable of raising children. Therefore, it has a spillover effect into our courts and into our government and, you know, the overall mindset of our country, that men in general are incompetent.
tell you what, we're not. You know, and could be, you know, that many men lack the skills inherently. But I tell you what, when you are faced with a situation and the children, your children are then left in your care and your responsibility, and you know that you're the only one that's going to take care of them, the only way that they're going to thrive, it comes like it's natural. It's there. Boom. And Jake, from the time he's 3 months old, I raised him by myself. There's no, I mean, I've been around and I've done it with his brothers, changing diapers and feeding them and things like that. So it wasn't all brand new to me. But being all by myself, doing it and handling everything, it was pretty new. But it was the coolest damn thing I've ever done in my life. And I think other dads out there probably feel the same. If there's any single dads who are listening at the moment, or dads in general, and you want to chime in on this topic, obviously, we're getting a lot of downloaders. You know, they download this thing, and that's cool because we're up, way up there, you know, in the triple digits. So we'll shoot out the email address here. What do you say? JayDavis@JayDavis.net. JayDavis@JayDavis.net. Parents out there who'd like to chime in on the issue of fathers and their ability to rear children or their inability, either one. You want to chime in on that? You can email us, or if you're listening now, please give us a call at 646-716-9690. What in the world? Oh, there's my buddy. There's 1600. Oh, so my buddy who I had hoped to call tonight on the show, our buddy down there in the southern states. But you know that he's got he's not working that hard if he's continuing to text the show. Oh, hey there, buddy. All right. So anyway, 716-9690. Oh, yep. Oh, he's busy as heck. Father's Day at a steakhouse. He's a cook. He's a damn good one. Fine, upstanding citizen. Spending his Father's Day without his kid. Working. While other families are out taking the dads to dinner at the steakhouse, my buddy's there serving them up. Well, I'm serving them up a salute. That's to you, Eddie. I won't say the rest of it, but that's to you, Eddie. I love you, man. And you're going to get through this thing just fine. Tomorrow, you know what you got to do. We're going to be right back. I know I promised Ernie Chambers time to give his dad a call.
Okay, Davis. I've been ready.
All right. I know you're ready, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And we'll be right back.
I don't care. Could not fuck you anyway. Don't care. Fight right there anyway. Don't care. You thought I'd camp on anyway. Don't care. Well, you're close anyway.
A quick break, and I think there was a little bit of miscommunication earlier when I said that maybe the biggest SOB in the service area, he might call in. I'd hope that he would. Unfortunately, looks like he's not going to be calling in, and neither is his dad. I'd hope to hear that touching reunion myself. However, I think maybe we'll just give the SLU the call. What do you think? Yeah. I like the idea. I said give him a call. Let's see. Anderson. I mean, Lord Sleep. How do I do it? I don't know. Very good. So, one moment, sir. Got anything? Oh, you want to tell a story? About the live action, the Laughing?
Yeah. All right, so we recently acquired a watermelon.
We did. We came across one.
Instead of what normal people, I guess, would do, eat it, we're eating one. Oh, rare to me. But anyway, what we decided to do was Sharpie the watermelon. We gave it a face, an ugly looking face at that.
Right. No one in particular. No resemblance to anyone, living or dead.
So after we got it all gussied up, we decided to shoot it a little with BB gun for a little bit. I wasn't getting the explosion I was hoping for. It popping in.
So good.
Wasn't really feeling it. So Jay decided to throw a football at it, but no.
The ICBM.
ICBM.
I may have the arm, but it doesn't throw right.
It doesn't have the accuracy.
Right. The touch. I don't have the touch. I don't have the blow.
So, what we decided, or more important, what I decided, that I've been wanting to do for a while now, test out a little Christmas present that I got.
Well, this is about to get good, I think.
Yeah. And so, I was thinking about it the whole time. I wasn't even near the water. I had with me a katana sword.
Whoa!
I felt perfectly capable of getting the job done with this watermelon, letting me blow off some steam. Well-earned steam, might I add. So,
yeah.
I got in two slices. One went straight down the middle. Which I was surprised how easy it was, just a clean slice.
And it's silent. It's ninja-like.
It didn't even move. It was just one watermelon. Then two watermelons stacked on the top of each
other. Tell me somebody got video of this.
Oh, I got video of it. There was no way I wasn't going to document this greatness.
That's cool. Yeah. Sounds like your mom's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's
awesome.
Yeah. So, picking us back then a couple days, now that I mentioned your mom, I continue to be angry about the fact that throw this live chat on. What do you think? Sure. I'm just turning on a big chat. What do you think of that? Oh, sweet.
Here we go. We're back.
Oh, we're back on the air. All right. And, because we're doing it through here.
Very cool. We're going to try out a new tool, which I think is a great idea considering the technical difficulties that we just had. Let's encourage some of our listeners now to give us a call. And, or not give us a call, but to, what is it here? All right. We have just launched, and we've got 5 minutes to try this thing out. We're launching live right now, Parent Unafraid chat room and chat stuff. You can chat live with us here on Parents Unafraid Blog Talk Radio. I assume if you've gone through the Blog Talk Radio site, or if you're watching, I think, maybe even on jdavis.net, feel free to click in. I don't know what those words are. Technological jargon. Oh, so, yeah, I apologize for the technical delay there. So let's tell them that. I'm going to welcome you, Barrett. I'm afraid. Turn on the frig. Got chat. Time for technical difficulties. So, if you want to handle the chat, just in case somebody chats in here with us, I think that we might be able to prolong the chat for a little bit after tonight's episode ends. I am again, apologizing to about the technical delay there. That's pretty bogus. What I'm going to do, if I can do this, I hope I can. Before we got cut short, I was going to share a little bit of a phone call that I had with a caseworker guy the other day. It'd be pretty interesting. I'm allowed, if I can do this. Sweet. Let me see. More technical difficulties for me. All right. Oh, here we go. Oh, let's, I'm going to stop recording that one. All right. Oh, hello. Here we are. So, I'm going to try to play this for us. Here we go. Some of that out. Oh, backwards. Oh. So, he's acting completely aloof, and he doesn't know what's going on. It was my fear that because of the rift between he and I, that may have caused, you know, him to make some decisions or send some people over here to interrogate a half-asleep teenager. But you handled yourself like a man who's been awake for an hour or two. Well, that's Millard North, though. Yeah. Holy God, it time flies. Look, I apologize, Ernie. I am sorry. We didn't get to your dad. Not my fault. Blame that one on the good folks here at Blog Talk Radio, or possibly Cox, our internet provider of Paranormal Parade. The provider of nothing, basically. Anyway, Ernie, I apologize. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, Jay, baby, tell that lady shut up. 60 seconds ain't no time for Ernie to tell his daddy how he feels.
Tell me what, Ernie. The first 5 minutes of tomorrow's show are dedicated to you. 5 minutes, you got it. From the beginning of the show, the first five, it's all Ernie on a little segment that we will call
Ernie Got Feelings Too.
All right. Ernie Has Feelings Too. That's what we're going to call it. And we're about to call this one an episode, Dick. It's in the books. What do you say? For Jacob Curran, I'm Jay Davis. For all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And we'll see you tomorrow, more than likely. Uh-oh. Well, let me play it. Ah! See you guys. We're out of here.
I don't care. Gonna fuck you anywhere.